What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hey there, I am Mark Moore with my wife Kathy, and we are on WGRB on our radio show called Peace of Mind. How are you, Kathy?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Okay, so we are trying to let the dust settle from coming back from vacation, and you know how that is when we get back. So we're here, and got back from our trip, so we're here. Okay, so we are continuing our discussion about homeowners associations, which we insure, you know, a fair amount of those. This is something that is become more prevalent since I began in business in 95, 96. We are seeing a lot more associations of people, homeowners, I mean, way more back when it was 25 years ago.
Correct.
You actually lived in a condo, correct, in Florida?
Yes, I did.
So did everybody get along there great?
How was that? Not necessarily.
Did you ever get written up for being an individual that lived in the condo association?
Yes, I did.
Okay. How old were you?
I was 18 years old when I moved out and lived in a condo in Florida. And most of the people around me were retirees. And they were very, very strict about where you would park your car, which I parked it in my space. And they wanted you to definitely walk on the sidewalk, which I followed all of the rules. When you have friends or people come over to visit you or use the pool, they sometimes would not walk on the sidewalk. And so I got in trouble because somebody that was in one of my friends' group walked across the grass.
Yes. Uh-huh. So there's a balancing line between, you know, living with a group of people. And mm-hmm. There's an old saying, I don't know who said it, but good fences make good neighbors.
Yes.
So this has been going back to even back between probably land disputes back in the 1800s.
Right.
I heard my great-grandfather up in Tuscaloosa, he had some neighbor he used to fight with all the time about, he would move the fence and their guy would move the fence. And they had disputes about where the property line was. And I know that's something that's not
still
an issue.
Still happens now, Mark.
Probably not as prevalent today. But it is true, when you bring a group of people together, I don't care if you're a church member, if you're working in a youth league, recreation, sports, a place of business, people generally a lot of times don't get along.
Right.
And when they have to live together, that can be a big issue.
Correct.
And this can result in insurance claims. It can result in lawsuits, litigations.
Right.
I've got examples here. A lot of these examples I have today are not necessarily have to do with insurance, but you can be sued as a board of director if you're mm-hmm. in one of the associations.
And a way to avoid that is to have a directors and officers policy. It's insurance policy that you would have for the board.
Again, this is, news flash, or do not serve on a board unless you've got a directors officers policy.
Right.
Because, you know, you can be brought into litigation. Last week we talked about when you have a association of people, maybe it's a swimming pool, maybe it's a dock,
maybe it's a
pavilion, a parking area. Those are all common areas that are owned by a collective group of people that, you know, each individual has a interest in those areas that are
and
common.
It could be a gate or a sign or all, that's all part of the association.
Could be even a well.
A pond or a well. A pump house or some of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when you have these, there's two things going on here. One, we have to ensure damage to the property. You know, if you have a pavilion or a clubhouse and, you know, the roof's blown off, then that would be a property claim, which we covered that on our last show. Today we're talking about liability issues.
Just like, you know, trips, people's trips and falls or something like that, or something tragic, like someone in a pond or a pool could have drowned or got, you know, injured.
And it could be just a dispute that arises. And some of these may not involve insurance, But you know, you can sometimes you want to turn a claim in. Here's one I got just for Kathy. Clearwater, Florida. Mm-hmm. You ready for this?
Yes.
Court says homeowner association must pay Anderson Law Group clients over $187,000 in a pickup truck parking dispute.
Hmm.
Clearwater, Florida. A Tampa Bay couple learned this week that a Hillsborough County Circuit Court judge awarded them attorney's fees costing over $187,000. First of all, that's a Hillsborough County Circuit Court.
That's Tampa.
Clearwater's in Pinellas County.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know why it was. Maybe it was tried in Tampa. I don't
know.
The homeowners AJ and Doree Vizzi, can you pronounce that, Kathy? Is that what you know from Florida? Vizzi?
Mm-hmm.
Were sued by the Eagles Master Association, which tried to prevent them from parking their pickup truck in their driveway, something they'd done for 9 years before the lawsuit was filed.
Interesting.
So there's a lot of, you have two sides to think about. One is, and your mom and dad have this situation.
Right.
Are they in a homeowner association?
They're in a, yes.
Okay, this I know this guy down the road has got, how many cats did I see come out of there?
A lot.
Yeah, one time I was going down.
I think he got more just to tick everybody off.
He was doing something, I don't know what the dispute was, but he had parked all these old cars. He had a mannequin out in the front with.
To look like him.
Yeah.
He's sitting on the porch.
It was sitting in the. Did he have a gun or something in that?
Uh-huh. I like a fake one. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like a flagpole. It was bad. I mean, this guy intentionally.
He let it all grow up purposely, so he didn't maintain his. He did it in the back of his house because we looked at an intercoastal.
It was nice.
On the back, it was nice, but in the front, I don't know what was
going
on.
There was some kind of dispute going on there.
My parents are not near them, but he's down the road. But we would drive by and like, what is going on with this? So, yeah.
So I was going by there, and I saw this fleet of cats. They're like, these cats, I couldn't figure out why these cats were going across the road. And I soon found out this guy had a spray bottle and was chasing these cats and was spraying water at them and all these cats. So this guy evidently, there had to be some kind of dispute. Mm-hmm. That guy is impacting the value of his neighbor's property.
Yes.
So I understand the complaint what people have.
And just letting it go. It was trash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So evidently there was some sort of dispute going on there. But I understand you got to weigh that between, okay, I hate to have somebody impair your property value, and now you can't sell your property because of a neighbor's, what mm-hmm. they are doing in their property.
And this is a nice subdivision. This
it's
is
very
not
nice.
It's not a
but it's Bel Air.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like it's close to Bel Air, Florida.
Yeah.
And
Bel Air
so
Bluffs, yeah.
It just sounds like it's nice. Bel Air. Okay. You know, it's very, very ritzy, right, Kathy?
Oh, sure.
So you were kind of on the outskirts of that. You were like between, I guess, Bel Air is like a little bit down the road, which is like very, very, very high end. And your parents' property is very, very nice.
It's the next subdivision over.
We're talking millions of dollars of houses mm-hmm. in this Bel Air community. So I understand that between, you know, you want to have some sort of, when you buy, I guess the theory would be like you buy into a home association, you're agreeing up front to what their rules and regulations are. And also.
Some are very, very, very strict. I know in Atlanta, my cousin lived in one in Legacy Park, and they come out with a ruler and check your grass, and they wouldn't let him paint his door whatever color he wanted unless he had it approved. So, I mean, people, you know, sometimes don't have time to do everything they want to do, so they can get in trouble from them. But the big thing is, of course, with insurance is, you know, when you buy a house and those things, you have to kind of adhere to all these different things and make sure you have insurance and make sure they have insurance.
But there's also sometimes where I would think people can go overboard.
And everything in life, there are people that are to the extreme and everything.
Yeah.
And then there's some people that are very lackadaisical and just don't really bother them. So you have to have a common.
This is exactly why Kathy and I bought all the property around our house. So we have our own little property there.
Yes.
And I do not want to be involved in a homeowner association.
Right.
And I would bet you that a lot of people have moved from other areas to our area to get away from these types of situations.
Possibly.
And you want to go home and you want a place of refuge. You don't want to have to sit there and argue with your neighbors.
Have some peace.
Have some peace.
Want some peace and quiet.
Here's one. Homeowner association horror stories. With close to 20% of American residential buildings governed by one of more than the 340,000 homeowner associations, it's no surprise there are plenty of horror stories about these organizations. So here's one here. 2013, a family in Missouri installed a backyard swing set and finished the wood with a muted purple stain. What does that mean, Kathy?
It's purplish,
maybe
I guess.
Maybe their child liked purple.
Maybe. Who knows?
They thought the finish would go nicely with the purples and reds of their trees in the fall. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, their homeowner association found it unacceptable. What followed was an escalating series of fines and letters threatening legal action and even jail time all over a swing set color choice. The case actually got to court. The judge ruled in favor of the homeowners, and they kept their swing set. So you can imagine all the time and effort that went into this just over a swing set. This gives an example of, you know, we're not talking about insurance here.
Well, this is just how they are on normal things, how would they be in a claim situation.
Yep. Here's one, banning support animals. There are a number of recurring themes in many of the horror stories about homeowner associations. Sadly, one of these recurring themes is the victims of a homeowner association taxes tend to be, turn the page, among the most vulnerable populations. You can imagine where that's going to go when you get about vulnerable population. So we're going to go ahead and continue this because we're at a breaking point here, Kathy. We'll talk about some more homeowner associations litigations, and we'll talk about insurance ramifications of that. My name is Mark Moore. I'm Kathy Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
This is Kathy Moore, and we're back with my husband, Mark, our co-host. I wanted to let you know where More Insurance, Mountain Insurance, Mount Sterner Blue Ridge are located. We have 5 locations total. Three of them are called More Insurance. More Insurance is located in Hayesville, North Carolina, next to United Community Bank there on Highway 64 West. Come by and see Mandy, Vaughn, Rose, Mark, myself, Amy, Diane. We would love to help you with your insurance needs. Also, we have a location in Hiawassee, Georgia. It's on Main Street there, 150 South Main Street, right next to the hospital and the red brick building, which is called Town Trace. Come by and see us there and see Joanne. Also, we have, lastly, our last More Insurance office is in Blairsville, located across the street from the actual post office and also across the street from the Home Depot, where everyone knows where that is. We're in the South State Bank building on a separate wing. We're in the building. Come by and see Ashley, Shayna, see Cindy and Greg to help you out there. We also have a location in Murphy, North Carolina on Highway 64. It's past Arby's on the left-hand side. It's called Mountain Insurance, a division of More Insurance. And come by and see Velda and Emily. They'd like to help you with your insurance. Also, lastly, our last location is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, a division of More Insurance. We have Carrie Van Zant, Jeremy Payne, Kathy Hunter. Come by and see us there, and we will help you with your insurance as well. Check out all these radio shows out on our podcast. They're on our websites at www.more-insurance.com. And, of course, like us on Facebook. If you'd like to have a quote, you can also go on our website and request a free quote. We'd love to help you.
It's always free quotes.
Well, I know it's all free. But
if we pay for a quote, we'd be in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking today about homeowner associations. We're talking about, you know, you have common areas that the association owns, and we have to mm-hmm. insure those. We have to insure commonly owned structures. You have to know what type of what you're responsible for to insure.
Correct.
Versus you know, what the association insures. But today we're talking about liability, mm-hmm. and we're going off the path a little bit, talking about just different claims that or litigations that's happened. I'd mentioned before the break that good fences make good neighbors.
Right.
That's going back to from years ago. I referenced a story where there was a elderly tenant that was a Vietnam veteran. His dog was evidently an issue with the homeowner association, and it was a support dog. So this was a litigation where he couldn't keep his dog because the dog weighed 30 or 40 pounds, and the homeowner association's rules that there was dogs had to be under 35 pounds. So that was one. Then another one made a national news story. Again, this was an elderly veteran Fred Quigley served in Korea and Vietnam. He never ran into a problem flying the flag until he moved to a retirement home near Macedonia, Ohio. He installed a 15-foot flagpole to display his flag. He quickly ran into a backlash from his HOA. It's true the HOA requires any flags to be displayed from a stand, I guess, you know, on the porch. It couldn't be a freestanding pole. But in this situation here, things escalated, and it appeared to be a national news story. And people may remember that on the news. So you can be in trouble, you know, if you're on a board of directors and something like this arises. You have to be fair, obviously. And I know there's two sides to every story. We're not here to be pro HOA or pro, you know, I guess, owner. But there's going to be disagreements that can arise. And this is just between, you know, people that actually collectively own the property. We're also insuring people that would be a guest that would come onto the property.
Yes.
You know, it might be, but you know, as a, it all goes down to negligence.
Right.
Because if you're a HOA board member, you've got a duty to protect people from injury, and that goes down to negligence. You know, if you make a bad decision, or if somebody comes on the premises, and it could be just some sort of, we have this quite a bit in liability situations where we've got somebody just a slip and fall, like the walking surface was not smooth, or somebody had, you know, there was a hole, or somebody falls and becomes injured. If it was known to the association and somebody, the board decided not to make an act on this, and somebody's injured because of the decision, that can come back from association, and that's where we have insurance, because
right.
that's going to give,
right.
you know, liability. That's what we're there for.
Right.
And if you don't have enough insurance, then you're looking at an assessment, and that's why we had recommended last week in the show that go ahead and buy the assessment coverage if you're in a homeowner association, because even though hopefully the association has one, if they don't have enough insurance, then your policy will kick in and help pay for an assessment.
With that, we're talking about the assessment coverage. It's basically an endorsement on your policy.
Does it come automatically?
It doesn't come automatically. You have to ask. Now, hopefully
there
you
might
talk.
Be, it's very, some policies might have some, like, $1,000 or
but right, you can increase it typically.
Yeah, maybe up to $1,500,000.
Right.
Hopefully something you never
but
need.
But each carrier, again, each company, insurance carrier, they don't always do the same things. So if you find out that your insurance carrier does not offer that, you might want to be written with one that does.
That does, correct. Mm-hmm. I think you may be right. I think most places will have to offer that now, I would think. But Kathy's absolutely correct. Sometimes you may have to look at an alternative company. And that's why we're independent agent. We have different companies that you know, we'll be able to hopefully be able to get the right fit for our customer.
Right.
Because one company may not be offering the coverage that somebody may need.
But I can tell you, when people come in and they call to have a quote, they just want a homeowner's policy, or, you know, they want this policy. They don't always tell us everything. So always tell your agent if you're in a homeowner's association.
And a good agent will dig it deeper to ask that question.
And they'll usually ask you. But, again, you want them to offer that information up so we can make sure these endorsements would pertain to you.
Yeah. That's why price, I know, as important as it is, you know, we've got inflation right now. But, by the way, as a side note, we're doing a remarketing project for some of our carriers.
Yes.
We're going to try to hopefully save some money for people, because
right.
it's our best interest too. It's only
right.
you know, we're out there for our customer, but if we have a lower rate, you know, I'd like to go ahead and move them over, because I'd rather us be able to be the ones that come up with a lower
right.
rate than the competitor.
Right,
you know,
but we're all about coverage for the best price.
Yeah.
People don't realize they can skimp on certain things, and then they skimp and have a problem, and it's not going to work out for them best. So we want to make sure everyone's insured properly. So
you know what your insurance is going to cost until you have a claim.
Right, right, exactly.
I mean, that's, you know your premium, but you don't know your cost.
Right, exactly.
And as being an independent agent,
we
that
see
gives
it
us
all.
The flexibility to be
right.
able to look at different alternatives. We had one lender that was this was one we had in Murphy that. Velda down there had run proposals for a prospective mutual client, and they were like, wow, you got like 7 different quotes here. We had all
right.
the different quotes. We had let's name it. We had Allstate, we had Nationwide, we had Auto Owners, we mm-hmm. had Safeco, we had Travelers. Mm-hmm. Who else was on the radar, Kathy, that we had?
For Murphy. Okay.
Or for anywhere. I
okay,
mean,
so we have Allstate, Auto Owners, Nationwide, Safeco, I'm thinking about
Travelers,
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's a big one.
So we have a lot of different carriers that we utilize. So please come by and see us. We'd like to help with your personal or your commercial needs. Yeah. We do life insurance and bonds as well. So
So that's the good thing about having choices. So hopefully, you know, if you're in an association, think about what we talked about today. Make sure that your board of directors has a director's officer
policy. And make sure you ask for the bylaws, covenants, and restrictions. Make sure you know all this stuff and make sure your policy covers you and that you're covered on the other.
Okay. Things to think about. We will be back next week on WGRP Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.